Holly Cotton here, and I am so excited to share this man's story today. Okay, young man, but I'm gonna say man because he's already done so many things that grown people have done. So technically, in my eyes, he's adulting in the real world already. So I have Mr. Caden Harris, and you guys, I've seen Caden on social media, and I've also seen him at a few events, and we finally got to network when he was here in Houston receiving an award. We were doing this whole thing with the 40 Acres Conference, and I finally got to see the man face-to-face and introduce myself and all of that, but if you guys do not know Caden, first of all, Caden is 13 years old and already a high school graduate. So let's just start with that, Caden, because that's like the biggest accomplishment right there. But yeah. Caden is also a visionary, an entrepreneur, an author. He actually does speaking. He motivates other people. His story is very inspiring. He also shares a lot of stuff about financial literacy. He tries to also sort of extend that branch back to the youth as well. So he's doing so many things, and we're going to talk about all of the stuff that he does. So welcome, Caden.
Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm ready to get all in your business and hear your story, Caden. So let's start from the beginning, because there's so many people that are 13 right now, or there are parents that have a 13-year-old right now, and they're going to be like, well, Lord, that ain't nothing like my kid. Where did I go wrong? So I know your story is that you kind of started in the entrepreneurial world around 7, and you kind of sort of everything just, I guess, just fell into place after that. So rewind and tell us about your childhood and how all of this started.
Well, I would go to business meetings with my dad when I was 7 years old. And at that point, I will always hear people talking about financial literacy. But at that time, I didn't understand what financial literacy was, so I took it upon myself to learn about financial literacy and teach it to kids in a way that they could understand. And I actually started with a $200 investment also from my dad, where I was able to create my very own financial flashcards. There was a profit from selling my flashcards. I was able to write my own book. And the profits from writing my own book, I was able to create my very own puzzle. So I would just keep recreating that process over and over until it led me to creating my financial bus.
Right. And we're going to go into the bus, because that's a huge thing too. Okay. So rewind, because I am a mother. I know I'm still young and fine, Caden, but I have kids too. So I've had a 7-year-old. And even though I try to sort of get them to follow in my path and do the things that I did, they didn't. So what was it about, like you said, your dad was bringing you to these meetings and things like that, but what was it that you were like, wow, this is something that I want to do, or that you even thought it was something you could do?
Well, when I would learn these things and ask my dad, I would go and tell my friends, and they would not know what that was at all. And then I learned the importance about financial literacy. So I knew that I wanted to make sure that every kid knew about financial literacy, which is why I recently created my very own curriculum, which teaches kids how to earn, save, budget, and invest their money. It has a social and emotional learning part, and it also gives them real life scenarios.
So before dad started taking you to the events when you were younger, did you always feel like you had a passion for math? Like, did it just come easy to you, or is this something that you've had to sort of build on?
It was something that I had built on, and when I found it, I knew that this was something that I wanted to keep teaching and make sure that everyone knew about it. And I actually started my business because my sister had her own business, and I saw that she was making a lot of money with what she was doing, and I knew I wanted to as well.
I love that. Yeah, that sibling rivalry will get you motivated, right? You're like, you're not going to be the only one doing this. I love it. Okay, so rewind back to the book. Okay, so you started your business at 7. You were like, I'm gonna start doing this. I'm gonna make the flashcards. So how did you decide that was something that you were gonna do? Because one, your story not only inspires other young children, young adults, but you're also telling your story to entrepreneurs that are adults. So how did you come up with a flashcard idea, and how did that become like a business that you were like, wow, I'm gonna make money from this?
Well, I know that most kids, when they learn vocabulary words, they learned it with flashcards. So I had the idea, why not introduce financial terms to their vocabulary by using flashcards? So that was one of the biggest reasons I wanted to use flashcards.
Got it. Okay, smart. That is a great idea, and you made some money. So did your parents sort of keep telling you like how to reinvest your money into other businesses? Or was that something that you were like, okay, I've done that, now I want to do something else? Or was it a thought process where they were teaching you, hey, now you've done this, now reinvest it into this?
It was a mixture of my parents telling me and having great mentors. I was able to learn in awesome things to invest in, like the stock market, a Roth IRA. There's so many different great investments that I was able to learn from.
Okay, so you said a key word there, mentor. So sometimes as a parent, you feel that you don't want your kid to get advice from someone else, or you want to be the one that kind of guides them on those decisions. So how did that happen? Like, how did you start realizing that a mentor was something that you needed, and how did you decide who you were going to choose?
Well, I knew that mentors were super helpful because I saw my parents had mentors. And I knew that I wanted one as well. And then you can have mentors in different aspects of your life. You can have a business mentor, a finance mentor, a health mentor. But I have multiple mentors and some in the same area, multiple in the same area. I have mentors such as Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, Dr. Michael V. Roberts, Shaq. There's so many different mentors.
Okay, and he's name dropping, so y'all make sure y'all put some respect on his name. I love that. Okay, so let's get to the book. Show us the book again, Caden, and tell us about your first book that you wrote as an author.
Mm-hmm. Well, this here is my curriculum, but actually my first book that I wrote was my book titled I'm Not Going to Argue With You, where it teaches you how to deal with the negative people in life. And one encounter I had is that when I was in school, a lady came to our school and she said that it was career day. And she asked everyone, what career did we want to do when we grew up? And I said that I wanted to continue being a speaker, author, and CEO. And she said that being a speaker isn't a real career. And I said, yes, it is. And she said, no, it's not. And I'm not going to argue with you. And a week after that, I participated in a pitch competition for speaking and won $25,000, proving her wrong that speaking is a real career.
Okay. Y'all heard that. I love that.
Thanks.
What is the saying? Making lemonade from lemons. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us about the curriculum that you have now.
Well, this is my,
because is that new in your product line, or is this something that you've been having?
Yes, this is very new. We just came out with it. We've been working on it for the past 2 months and it's finally here. And we're going to be doing a huge launch when I go on Good Morning America on February the 23rd. So this is just a pre-launch and this is what it looks like here. The front cover, the back cover. It has so many fun things that the kids will be able to learn from. It'll have real life scenarios, like teaching them how to drive a car, different insurance. And I wanted to make sure that it was just how I liked it. So right now I'm studying it as well.
Okay, I love that. I love that. Now, how did you come up with the curriculum? Because a curriculum is that's actually a course. So some people write a book, some people write an ebook, and they don't know that now there's other parts that you could actually implement into that as well, like you said, the curriculum. So one, explain to us exactly what that means, why people should get it. Like, what are the benefits of it? And also, what exactly is it going to do from step one to the end?
It's awesome for schools to get because it'll teach their kids how to earn money. Just so many different things about financial literacy, the taxes, the insurance. And I actually had the idea to create the curriculum because I can't be everywhere at once. And I knew that this was one way that I can teach tons of kids about financial literacy without being everywhere. And I saw that so many of my mentors and so many speakers had their very own curriculums as well. So I knew that I wanted to create mine as well.
And what's the name of it again? And how can people get it, Caden?
It's called The Cash Code. And you can email me and we'll be putting it in so many different schools all across America. So teachers, principals, school superintendents, make sure to reach out to me. And my email is cadenteachers@gmail.com.
Okay, great, great. And I'll have that. I'll put it in the podcast notes too for anyone. Okay, so now let's go to the bus because that was like something that sort of caught my eye because I saw the bus before. I think, how long have you had the bus? Because I think I've seen it maybe last year. So it's been a while for the bus. So tell us about the bus.
On the bus, it has an awesome mock bank where the kids are able to learn how to deposit their money, how to withdraw their money, write a check. And once they're able to do that, they're able to go to the mock grocery store with that same money, where they're able to learn how to have a family budget. And once they've created a family budget, then they move on to the mock stock exchange, where they're able to learn how to invest in different stocks.
So how'd you come up with the idea for the bus? I guess it's like a food truck, but since you don't cook, you do finance, that's like your food truck. So, but how did you guys come up with the idea for the bus?
Well, I came up with the idea for the bus because I would always see people turning buses into homes. So I had the idea, why not turn a bus into a classroom? And I was able to turn the bus with a $50,000 capital raise. And once I did that, I would go to so many different schools, and it's been awesome seeing how much the kids love it and enjoy it, and it's super fun and interactive.
Okay, so now let's talk about Caden, right? So I want to know, because I know that, you know, you have kids that you are friends with in kindergarten, right? So you start off in kindergarten together and you guys are friends, right? Well, everyone is not Caden Harris, right? Everyone is kind of like playing sports or whatever, playing video games, whatever. So I know that there was a part of your childhood where you realized you had to pull away from a lot of the childhood things that some of your peers were doing. And you were like, okay, I can't be doing spending hours and hours on video games. I want to do this. So tell us about that. Like, give us an idea of how it was growing up, knowing that you wanted to be an entrepreneur, knowing you wanted to do all these things, and having to pull away from your peers.
Well, from a young age, I knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I would have to miss birthday parties, hanging out with friends. But I knew that it would all be worth it so that I could teach kids about financial literacy. And one of my goals is to teach 500,000 kids about financial literacy. And I know that if I want to reach that goal, there are going to be some sacrifices I will have to make.
I love that answer. So, Caden, what do you do for fun? Like, what do you do whenever you're not doing Caden Harris? Like, what are you doing when you're just regular old Caden?
Well, I'm a green belt in karate. I love doing karate. It teaches me discipline, control, respect. And I'm also a huge wrestling fan. My favorite wrestler is The Rock. And I love playing video games like any other kid.
Okay. Okay, interesting, interesting. Now, let me ask you this, Caden. What about your friend circle? So who do you have that are like you? You don't have to say their names, but I'm just saying, like, who do you have that aren't mentors, that aren't your mom or dad or parents? Like, who is your friend circle? Do you have a friend circle? How many friends do you have? Give me your business, Caden.
Yes, well, I'm someone who likes to just have a set amount of friends, usually no more than five. I have my two friends that I like to talk to a lot, and then my other five if we just want to talk and hang out. And some of my friends, they're actually business owners. So it's great to have friends that are business owners and understand what I'm doing, and that sometimes I can't play all the time.
Right, right. And so my next question is about you graduating at 13, because one, I know that had to take a lot of sacrifice and a lot of dedication and a lot of discipline, because not many people graduate at 13. Yeah. So do you ever get any negative, like, I know the trolls are always out there, you know, everyone always has something negative to say about anything positive, but do you ever get any negative feedback, or do you ever hear any negative comments about maybe you got pushed too hard or something like that about you graduating at 13?
Yes, I do get negative comments. Not that many though, but people will say things like, how can a kid own a bus? I can't even pay my car note. That was one of them. How can a kid be doing all of this? His parents are pushing him too hard. So those are some things that I do look at, but it just gives me more motivation to keep doing what I'm doing and prove the doubters wrong.
I love that. I love that. Okay. So the other thing that I wanted to ask you is that now that you've done so much at 13, what is it that you have, like, how do you make your goals for the rest of your life? Because you've done so much by your young teenage years that it's like, wow, you've really lived like three lifetimes in 13. How old are you? Still 13?
Yes.
Now? Okay. So in 13 years, you've lived like five lifetimes, right? You've done more than a lot of people have done. So how do you decide what's next and what else is there to accomplish for you?
I look at different things in the market and how they could benefit me and other kids that I'm teaching, just different ideas, which is why I decided to create the curriculum, because I knew that it would be awesome and an awesome way for kids to be able to connect. It teaches them real life scenarios so that they're not just being taught normally and they just have to read everything and read what they write. They get fun things that they're able to do with it.
So is there like a social group for the people that are in part of like the Caden stuff? Is there like a group where they can all connect? Because like you said, you can't be everywhere at one time. So do they have a support system? Because sometimes they might be the only person that know, like their family might not even be financially literate, and now they are. So is there like a group for them? Do they kind of come together as the little Caden Speaks group?
Yes, there's my group called, or my Facebook group, Raising Money Wise Kids, where the kids are able to join. I do lives every Tuesday at 7. So it's very interactive, and the kids are able to get information that they wouldn't just see on my normal channels and pages, but they're able to get it on the Facebook group.
All right. Got it. Okay. And where are you, Caden? In Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I figured you were. So do you think that being it, because Atlanta is a huge city for entrepreneurs, financial literacy, like everyone wants to move to Atlanta because they think that it's going to be their big break. So do you think living in a city like Atlanta sort of helped you grow into who you are today?
Yes, I would definitely say so, because there's been so many awesome events that have taken place in Atlanta that I've been able to benefit from and grow my business from. So many awesome people that live here in Atlanta. So it's awesome living here.
Yeah, believe me, I'm in Houston and I've thought about moving to Atlanta about 52 times. So I'm like, maybe I should move to Atlanta. Seems like everybody's in Atlanta. Everyone's in Atlanta. So Caden, let me ask you, the last question that I have is, I know, looking back at what you learn, because I know anytime you're successful at something, it comes with some failures, or it comes with some things where you were like, that's a lesson that I did not need to learn. I wish I wouldn't have done it that way, or I wish I would have done it this way, or I wish someone would have told me this. So for anyone that's listening to you, that's a teenager or a young adult or whatever it is, whatever age, I'm talking for just the young adults, not the older adults right now, but what is some advice that you wish that you would have gotten or that you would have used that maybe you wouldn't have made a mistake or you would have advanced quicker in something? Like, what is some piece of advice that you can give someone that's looking up at you as a mentor or a role model?
I would say that everyone won't go along with your idea, and sometimes they'll tell you that they'll do things that they really won't. That was one of the biggest things I faced when I was raising $50,000 for my bus. There were so many people that promised that they would help fix the bus and that they would help me remodel it and that they saw my dream with the bus, but then they didn't go through with it. And that was just one of the biggest things I had to get used to. And there was this huge company, and it was almost there. We were going to remodel the bus, have their company name on the side of it. And it was going to say their company powered by Caden Teaches. And it was going to be an awesome bus, but we didn't hear back from them.
That's great advice. And that's even for us old people too, Caden, because it never stops, but I'm glad you were able to learn that. But that's great advice. Now, I also know that you, because you don't just mentor young people, you mentor everyone, because I've seen you speak at events with adults before. So for adults that are looking at you and they feel like, oh my gosh, it's too late for me to start now, or I'm too old now, I can't do it. Like, I love that for Caden because he's teaching the youth, but I'm too old to invest, or I'm too old for financial literacy. What would you tell someone that feels like maybe they're too old to receive all of the information that you're giving?
I would say that you're never too old to learn new things. You can always keep learning. No matter how old you are, you can learn new things always. And another thing I would tell parents is to cultivate in your kids' dreams. And if you see that there's something that they're gifted in, make sure to pour into that. Like, my parents saw that I was gifted at helping and teaching kids, because I would get in trouble in school for talking, and it wasn't because I was being bad. It was because I was helping other students with their tests and just helping them with their work.
I love that. And you know, Caden, that's what, when people ask me about things that I do in life, I always say that when you find your purpose and you align everything with the stuff that you're passionate about, it seems like everything sort of just gravitates towards you and you start getting opportunities and you start doing this. But whenever you're all over the place or you're just out here, you don't even know what you want to do. You don't know how to do. Like, I feel that's whenever people are always say, you know, I can't pay my car note, or I don't have this, or I'm struggling, because they don't know. But once you find that purpose, which fortunately for you, you were able to do at a young age, and you just align with your passion, everything sort of just falls into place. So I love that for you. I love that. Okay. So Caden, let everyone know everything that they can get, that they can support. I know you have a link tree. I'm going to put that in the podcast notes as well, with kind of has all of the things, but let us know what big projects you have for this year. I know it's the launch of your new curriculum, but anything else you have, and also how people can find the bus, how they reach out to you for the bus, and anything else that you're working on this year.
Yes, I have my awesome curriculum, which I mentioned. It's super awesome. So teachers, make sure to look at this. Principals, this will be awesome for your school. I'm actually going to be having a Rich Kids summer camp as well this year. So there's going to be some awesome things that are happening this year. You can reach me at my Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, all at Caden Teaches, all of my social medias, and my website, cadenteaches.com.
You know what? And you, I know you say that all the time. So you just, able to get it right there. And that's Caden, C-A-D-E-N. For anyone that's listening to the audio, that's how you spell Caden as well. So thank you so much, Caden, for sharing your story. I'm so glad that we connected. I definitely always wanted to know how you figured out what it is that you wanted to do. So I appreciate you giving us that insight and any in intel and anything else that you want to share with someone. Like, say someone is having a bad day today, and then you're like, you know what? Don't have a bad day because this. Anything you want to share to motivate anyone on a good note?
I would say don't think about having a bad day, because God puts you here for a reason, to be able to do something. So just find what that is and make sure to help others.
I love that. Okay, and I receive it, Caden, too, as well. I receive it. Even though I'm not having a bad day, but I receive it. So, you guys, that is Caden Harris. I will have all of his clickable links and everything in the podcast notes. Be sure to scroll down. I'll have his email address, website, and all of his social media tags as well. So, thank you, Caden.
And remember, if Caden can, you can, too.